Driver of the Dunham and Miller Show joins us now on the ticket hotline. He's in town for this weekend's racing action. It's Gas Cap Louie. Hey, Gas Cap.
Good morning, boys. Certainly good to be on with you guys. Hear your voice early in this morning makes me feel good. Does a heart good.
That's good to hear yours, too.
Sound like pure sunshine, George.
Yeah, well, it's good to talk to you.
How's the season been for you so far?
Well, not too good. You know, I've had a few medical issues and everything. Had some prostate trouble. Also had some Viagra issues. Overdose on that Viagra. Had an erection that lasted not more than 4 hours, but more than 2 months.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow. Yeah, you really got to call a doctor when that happens.
My wife Donna sure did enjoy it, though.
Okay. I didn't hear about that. How's your car running this year?
Well, I'll tell you what, this weekend at that TMS, I'm entering all three races this weekend, boys. I got to win as much money as I can, and I'm with a new team. I'm with Team Merck Cruiser.
Mm-hmm. That's a boat engine.
Yeah, the best name in inboard outboard engine has come to NASCAR, gentlemen.
All right.
Yeah, I got a Merck Cruiser engine and an old Chevette. Mm-hmm. We finally got that differential worked out, and that engine really overpowers that car. It's fast as hell, amphibious, and you can't control it any better than Tiger Woods can control his nutsack. But I'll tell you, it's a sure fun ride, though. You get in there, I mean, it's a white-knuckle ride, and as long as you don't wreck out, then you'll be fine. You can win that race.
Why do you need it to be amphibious?
Well, it just is because of the inboard outboard motor. I feel pretty good about my car, though. Got a lot of features. Got a live well in it.
A live well?
Got a Delco quadraphonic stereo system. Subwoofer sounds great when you're kicking it with some Snoop. You're going to be hearing me go around that track listening to Snoop.
You've got to be the only NASCAR guy with a huge stereo.
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of things on that car, though, that a lot of NASCAR people don't have. I also got a ski towel and a bilge pump.
That is ridiculous.
Gentlemen, can I talk about something that's a little bit making me a little bit uncomfortable, but it's going on in my life, and I feel I should talk about it.
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
I'm kind of in a war with Tony Stewart, and last race he ran me off the road into a chicken coop, and this weekend it's payback time, fellas.
Uh-oh.
Okay, good.
Payback
you're
time.
Warring with Tony Stewart.
I know you guys got a birthday coming up. If you want some TNA, I will buy you some TNA.
Well, right? That's okay.
It's not necessary.
That's fine.
Right. Just a little call back there for about 5 people.
Okay.
Yeah, I got in a little bit of a controversy this week. You guys probably seen me on the internet. It's really tearing up that interweb.
No.
No, I haven't seen it. What happened?
Well, apparently some young fellas caught me feeling pretty good at the old Spark Plug Sports Bar, and they got me to talking about this and talking about that, and I didn't realize they were recording it with one of them fancy cell phones they have nowadays.
And mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, I said some pretty harsh things about driver Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, no.
And I also used some language that I shouldn't have, and then it made it on the internet. And I'm really apologetic for that language, so if I could, I'd like to apologize to all black people right now.
Oh, no.
Gas Cap Louie. Glad we didn't see that.
What in the world?
This fellow's also asked me about Tim Tebow. I have no idea who Tim Tebow is.
Well, it's the same guys, I guess.
I guess so. Hey, guess who's going to be riding shotgun with me this weekend at TMS?
Who?
My daughter, Emma.
Oh my God.
Gentlemen.
Okay, good luck to you, Gas Cap Louie. There he goes.
He's putting it in there. All right, it's 8:45.